More than 2 tons of cocaine have been seized by Senegalese police since last Wednesday, in the biggest drug bust in the country's history. The police have also arrested 7 men, including 4 foreigners, in connection with the drugs. Paramilitary police commander Moussa Fall says these seizures and arrests are the product of ongoing investigations in the fight against drug trafficking.
Oui, c'est des gens qu'on suivait depuis longtemps.
He says the men arrested had long been under surveillance, but the discovery of more than a ton of cocaine on a boat near the seaside city of Mbour gave police the hard proof they needed to make the arrests. The boat was deserted when police boarded and had apparently suffered from mechanical difficulties. The arrested men were found in possession of Kalashnikov and Beretta rifles, a satellite navigation device, and foreign and local currency. Information from the first 3 men arrested led to the discovery of a second trove of more than a ton of cocaine stashed in a private home. Fall says the arrests and seizures strike a strong blow to drug traffickers in West Africa. He says he thinks this will discourage others involved in the drug trade. But he says investigations are ongoing, and he expects a long road before Senegal consider the fight against drug trafficking over. Anti-drug organizations, such as the United States Drug Enforcement Agency, have said that West Africa has more and more become a transit point for drugs from South America en route to Europe. Governments struggling in underdeveloped countries do not have the capacity to effectively patrol their coastlines, and drug traffickers are increasingly taking advantage. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.